بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما يخلق ما يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. We read in the previous ayat that we should follow Sirat-i-Mustaqim. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained how the Christians have gone very far away from Sirat-i-Mustaqim, that they believe in Isa al-Islam as God Himself or the Son of God or part of the Trinity. And that Allah Ta'ala proved that it was completely wrong. Then in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala proved further that it was, their beliefs are completely wrong. In that Allah Ta'ala is that being, that if He wants to, He can even destroy Isa alayhi salam, His great and honorable mother Maryam, everyone and all who are on earth, Allah Ta'ala can destroy them. So when that is the case, then how can Isa alayhi salam be God when He couldn't save Himself from what? From crucifixion according to the belief of the Christian. Of course, Isa alayhi salam was not crucified on the cross. Allah lifted Him up miraculously and He's living in the heavens till now also. So further now, Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah's Qudrat is not limited to only destroy if Allah wants to. Isa alayhi salam, His mother, but woman fil ardi jami'a, for all who are on the earth. And also remember that وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, اور اللہ ہی کے واسطے ہے سلطنت آسمانوں اور زمین کے اور جو کچھ درمیان میں ہے ان کے. And remember also that all ownership and complete ownership belongs solely and only to Allah Ta'ala of the heavens and the earth and what is between them. Not only Isa alayhi salam and his mother, but and all who are on the earth, but whatever they eat, Allah Ta'ala is the sole creator, controller. Nothing whatsoever can, a leaf, a dry leaf cannot fall from a tree without the command of Allah and without the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing whatsoever can happen. And that nobody else, not Isa alayhi salam, not his mother, nobody else has got that quality which Allah Ta'ala has got. And further, yakhluqu ma yasha, aur paida karta hai jo chahe. And Allah Ta'ala creates whatever He wishes to, however He wishes to. This is an answer for another wrong belief of the Christians, that they believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without the means of a father. That he had no father. He was born directly from his mother, Maryam alayhi salam. So when that is the case, therefore they believe that he has got divinity, he is God, because he was born without a father. Allah Ta'ala says not only Isa alayhi salam, but whatever Allah wants to create, Allah creates without parents also. Like for example, Adam alayhi salam, no father, no mother. Hawa alayhi salam, no father, no mother. And Allah creates many other creations in the insect and animal world also. There are many creations of Allah, alhamdulillah, which Allah Ta'ala creates just as He wishes. So but that is no proof of divinity, of Godhood, of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the reality is, وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, or Allah har cheez par qadir hai. And this is also an answer to another wrong belief of the Christians, that they believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was God, that He has got power. So Allah says that Isa alayhi salam also could not make the blind see again, the leper give him good health again, or anything else but by the will of Allah. Everything, it is Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah has got qudrat and power over everything, and nobody and nothing else has got power over anything. It can be a Nabi or a Wali or a farishta, but nobody has got power. It's only by the permission of Allah. And how much Allah Ta'ala grants them. In here, it is for us to also understand who Allah Ta'ala is, who that great being Allah Ta'ala is, and that we should not think for ourselves also that I achieved this, I did that. We do absolutely nothing whatsoever. Allah alone is the doer of everything, and to Allah alone we should turn to. Shaykh Abdul Qadir, Rahmatullah Ali says, and the reason why Allah Ta'ala has done this is that the ummati of any Nabi should not raise the position of the Nabi more higher than what his position is. Don't make, as Allama Busayri in Qasida Buddha Sharif says, Da'mad da'atu al-Nasara fi Nabiyim. Don't say that what the Christians say with regard to their Nabi, that he is God, he is part of God, etc. Besides that, whatever amount of praise you want to praise Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with, by all means praise him. He is of that stature. So Allah wanted to keep the ummati within his limit, that he does not raise the Nabi higher than what his position is. But in any case, every Nabi is very, very great and very honorable. But of course, don't make them in the position of Allah Ta'ala. Allah alone is in his position. Don't raise any Nabi, any Wali, any Farishta, even Jibreel alayhi salam, no matter what powers Allah has given them, but don't put them in the position of Allah. Allah and Allah alone is Allah. And nobody can reach that position of Allah Ta'ala. So the Tawheed, the Uluhiyyah, the godliness of Allah is established. And Christians can be seen clearly how far they have gone from the straight path. May Allah guide us, and let us not think of any wali of Allah, that he is Alimul Ghaib, that he is Hazir, Nazir, or any other of the qualities of Allah, which are exclusive only for Allah Ta'ala.